Can you explain for us exactly what the issue has been in Scotland this morning?
Well, we had a technical problem overnight with interference on some of our radio frequencies that we use to speak to aircraft. It only affects parts of Scottish airspace, and as a result, flights to and from both Scottish airfields and airfields in Northern Ireland have resulted in some delay during the breakfast departures. We've managed to reduce the delay that we've seen through the first part of the morning. We're working on bringing service levels back to normal as soon as we can. We have identified the piece of equipment that was causing a problem and removed that from service. And we expect, as things go on for the morning, to get better. But we would encourage passengers to speak to their airline or airport for the very latest information on their flights.
So it was a piece of equipment that was leading to these distorted radio messages rather than atmospherics or something like that, was it?
Yes, we identified a piece of equipment in the overnight that was causing this interference. It was removed from service, and now we're working on our backup systems to ensure that we recover the network back to a normal operation as the day progresses.
I suppose normally we associate air traffic control with radar and equipment like that. Perhaps you can explain for us why the radio communications are so vital.
Well, we speak to our primary method of communication with the aircraft in Scotland is through voice communications using radio frequencies to speak to pilots. It should be noted that we have lots of redundancy and backup systems, and our systems came into play, so safety was never affected when we have had the equipment failure in the early hours.
But even so, with all that redundancy, as you call it, you still had to cancel flights. Why was that?
Well, safety is our number one priority, and in air traffic control, we ensure that everything we do is led through safety before any other decision is made. And so as a precaution, we reduced the flows, the amount of aircraft we allowed to fly through the airspace, while the engineering teams worked on rectifying the situation.
And the problem that most people experienced was with takeoffs, particularly at Glasgow and Edinburgh, where it seemed that, you know, planes just weren't moving off their stands. Is that because the Scottish Centre also deals with flights that are overflying the country just as well as those that are taken off as landing, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Scottish Air Traffic Control Centre based at Prestwick handles about 1.2 million flights a year, about 2,500 flights every day, both flights to and from Scottish and airfields and Northern Ireland airfields, but as well as the flows of aircraft that pass over the UK on the way across the North Atlantic.